Hey everyone, on today's show, we're going to talk about the three ways to invest in real estate. There are only three ways, and guess what? By the end of today's show, you're going to know that you cannot possibly do all three at one time. You have to focus on one of them. I'm going to tell you which one is my favorite. That's today's show. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And you know, in 2017, I left my day job to focus on creating passive income. So I worked in the television business for many, many years and decided to say goodbye to getting up at 3 a.m. and broadcasting nationwide in order to help people achieve financial freedom. Now, I had achieved financial freedom through real estate investing. I'd bought single family homes, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, and that's what I teach other people how to do. So I created a company called Morris Invest, and we now help other people do that as well. But everything available here on the channel, you can dive into all of the great content that we have available to you so you can start from scratch. Everything from understanding what passive income is all about, how to figure out ROI, return on investment, how to find private money. We have a whole video series just on private money. It's a 5-part series. So you can watch that, and by the end of it, you'll know how to go out and get private money. Don't work with the banks. Work with private money if you need it and you don't have it. So that's what is available here for all of these resources. But today I wanted to talk specifically about three ways to do real estate investing. So most people think that you can do a lot of things combined, that you can put a lot of these pieces together and do it all at one time. But the truth of the matter is when you're starting in real estate investing, it's really important to have one clear path, one clear way that you want to move forward with real estate investing. You cannot do all of these at one time. And the reason you can't, and this came to me from one of my mentors in the real estate world, a multimillionaire real estate investor. So the mistake that people make when they get started in real estate is they think they can do all of these different paths, right? They think that they can invest this way. They think they can invest this way. When you have to focus on the one way that really provides the most value. Okay, so you're saying, what are the three ways? What are the three ways? I'm going to throw this out there. How many people here, I'm going to throw this out there and see how many people can guess the three ways and see if any of these come to your mind. Well, I'm going to go through all three of them right now. Number one, people invest for appreciation. That's equity, right? Number one is appreciation. Number two is cash flow. And number three is taxes, the tax benefits. Those are the three ways that you invest in real estate. Those are the three reasons you would invest in real estate. So now we're going to dive into each of them. So let's talk about appreciation and equity. We all remember the crash, right? 2007, 2008. People were investing specifically for equity, appreciation. And I know where I lived in Florida at the time, people were buying, you know, $200,000 house, turning around and selling it 3 months later for $250,000. They're flipping it based on the appreciation, based on the artificial equity and appreciation that was unfolding in that market and markets all across the country. We saw, obviously, in Las Vegas, we saw in Phoenix, we saw in Miami, all of these speculative markets, right? People were able to buy, turn around right away and flip those properties. Now, appreciation as a main investment vehicle, to my mind, is dead. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're going to buy a property on the hopes that it's going to go up in value, that's speculation because we don't know. Yes, traditionally real estate has increased in value anywhere from 2-5% year over year. John Schaub in his great book talks about this, that traditionally real estate has appreciated like that. But if you're investing for that purpose alone, you're making a huge mistake. And as we saw in a crash, if you're doing that, you're going to be doing that in areas where you can make a lot of profit. So California, for instance, outside of the Silicon Valley, where you can buy a property and hold it for a year and maybe make $50,000, $60,000, $100,000. That has happened. We're also starting to see prices now really moderating in the Bay Area. So if you bought a property in the Bay Area hoping that you were going to invest simply for appreciation and then sell it, well, you know, you're going to be crap out of luck because we're also starting to see the market shift right now. It's becoming more of a buyer's market in Silicon Valley and the Bay Area. So investing for appreciation is, as I like to say, nice icing on the cake. So the properties that I buy in the Midwest, the 3-bedroom, 1-bath, the 2-bedroom, 1-bath, yeah, I see a little bit of value increase over time, and that's fine. And if it goes down a little bit, that's also fine. Because you know why? I'm investing for number two. The second one on the list that I love is cash flow. I'm focused on investing for cash flow. I want those $50,000, $60,000 properties that I buy to produce $700, $800, $900 a month in rent. I want that every month to be producing cash flow so I can live off of that cash flow. And I get the benefits of having, you know, to leave my day job. So every month I have multiple properties that are spitting off that amount of money. That is how I invest. And if you listen to Robert Kiyosaki or other smart real estate investors and our accountant and tax accountant, the best way to invest is for cash flow. Cash flow is king because I'm taxed way differently when my main source of income is the cash flow from my investments and not a W-2 employer job. Listen to Warren Buffett, right? Warren Buffett talks about all the time how his secretary is taxed at a higher rate than he is. Why? Because he's taxed on his dividends and cash flow. He's taxed at a different rate because he's an investor who owns a business. So if you're buying real estate, you're buying it as a business, right? You're buying it in an LLC, I hope, right? Some sort of liability protection. And then you're getting the cash flow from that investment, from that business every month. And you're building passive income consistently that's taking care of everything in your life. And so these are the things you want to focus on, cash flow. How would you like to be able to buy rental real estate with 0% interest? Yes, it can actually happen. And I'm going to tell you how. It's totally amazing, but it actually works. So our partners at Fund & Grow have managed to do this for our clients. They've actually helped raise over $25 million for our clients to buy rental real estate. I'm going to tell you how you can get $500 off the signup fee. You're going to save $500 off your signup fee. That's amazing. Just by visiting our website, go to the funding tab on our website, morrisinvest.com/funding. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, my last name, morrisinvest.com/funding. And you'll save $500 off your signup fee. So how does this work? All right. So what Fund & Grow has done here, they're magicians. What they'll do is they'll set up business credit cards for you. You might get 4, 5, 6 different credit cards tied to an LLC or a business that they create. They do it all for free. They'll set up the LLC for free. You don't have to worry about that part. You just sign up with them and they'll take care of the rest. And then they'll get you multiple credit cards in that business at 0% interest, because most of these cards have a 0% interest for the first 18 months or a year. Okay. So then you'll pull that money together. So some of our clients will get 70,000, others 110,000. My wife and I, because we did it jointly, got $175,000 to work with that let us buy 3 or 4 rental properties with that money. And then after they're renovated and they're cash flowing with the tenant, you just rinse and repeat. You refinance, pull that money out, and then you pay off the cards. And then Fund & Grow helps you do it all over again. So if you want to do it next year, you can rinse and repeat over and over again. And the best part is they're only going to charge you this money if they get you the money. So when you sign up and you save that $500 off and you go through the process, if they can't get you the money for some odd reason, then you don't pay for it. It's that simple. And they do an amazing job of making everything so smooth. So we just had 2 clients last week that closed on 2 different properties, totally unrelated human beings. They don't know each other. And they bought properties using the Fund & Grow process. And they were closed, super simple. Everything was handled properly. The title company, super smooth sailing. And now they own a cash flowing piece of property that is adding to their net worth. And they have 0% interest on the back end on these credit cards. It's amazing. And it works. So to get $500 off, it's the only way you can get it, is to visit our website today at morrisinvest.com/funding. Check them out, talk to them on the phone, and I guarantee you are going to be blown away. Thanks, Fund & Grow. Number 3 on the list, as I mentioned, is taxes. So a lot of people, and if you listen to one of my most recent episodes with Ken McElroy, he's a longtime multifamily investor who has told me that right now he's not buying anything in the multifamily space, that he sees the real value right now for investing in single family residential, which is what I do. And he said he's not buying anything right now because the prices are just too hyperinflated right now in the multifamily space. He was in negotiation on a particular deal recently, where the other, like this large hedge fund, was buying this multifamily and it was only going to produce like a 3% return on investment. Well, I invest roughly in the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12% return. So for him, that Ken likes to be in the 7, 8% range. This was made no sense for him. So he said, I'm not buying this deal. And the hedge fund basically was buying this deal at a 3% return, and it was going to end up being almost a 0% return after their expenses and taxes and those other things. And it was okay for this hedge fund to be making this purchase. Why? Because they weren't investing for the cash flow. They were investing for tax purposes. Why? Because real estate is an amazing tax vehicle. The depreciation that you can claim on your taxes, the what's known as cost segregation, that this large apartment complex, then they're going to hire an engineering CPA firm to go in and analyze each of the units and then be able to depreciate, accelerated depreciation in that first year. So for them, they had a lot of people that had money and they wanted their money placed. They weren't necessarily at all interested in the cash flow. They wanted the tax shelter that was created by real estate. Now, I love a good tax shelter. I want my money to be in real estate because, yes, it is an amazing tax shelter. But, and that's sort of the, you know, some of the benefits of investing in real estate. But that's not the primary reason I invest. So you see the difference here? If I got distracted by going after the tax shelter, then I wouldn't be terribly concerned about the cash flow. Does that make sense to you? Meaning, this particular hedge fund, they were going after this big tax shelter, but they weren't really concerned about the cash flow. And it becomes incredibly difficult to find a great deal that is also going to produce great cash flow and is a great tax shelter. And the point Ken McElroy was making is that because he can't find the good cash flow right now, he's not buying. And it becomes a distraction. So those are the three basic ways to invest. And I'm going to go over them again and dive a little bit more deeply into this. So appreciation. I like to say you can't eat equity, right? So if I have a house that I bought for $200,000 and now it's appreciated to $250,000, great, that's icing on the cake. But I can't eat that equity every month. No one is giving me cash flow from that appreciation, right? So it's nice on my balance sheet that my net worth has increased, great, but it's not producing anything for me. So I don't invest for appreciation. I really, frankly, don't care about appreciation at all. I like to see my properties going up a little bit, but I don't ever really even pay attention to that. I don't even look at the value of my properties. Having lunch with Robert Kiyosaki a few months ago said the exact same thing. He said, I don't even know what the value of my properties are, and I don't care. Because the cash flow is what he's focused on, right? So I don't know the value of my properties, but I know that if they go down in value a little bit, that also doesn't matter. If there's some sort of a course correction, a crash, why? Because the cash flow from those properties is what I'm most concerned about. They're going to stay consistently rented in a downturn. Guess what? Fewer people are going to be able to get mortgages in a downturn. More people are going to have to rent, and they're going to have to rent from me. So I, again, appreciation, I'm not terribly concerned with at all. Again, you can't eat it. Number two, cash flow. I love it. This is the number one way that I invest. When I buy a property, I'm not caught up in the total value of that property. I want the return on investment to be high. So I want that ROI to be between 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12%. I own a lot of properties that produce a 7 or 8% ROI. I own a lot of properties that produce an 11, 12% ROI. So I want the cash flow every month from these properties. We go through an eviction process, let the property manager get a new tenant in there. I want that cash flow every month. That's how you build freedom. That's how you build financial freedom. By the way, if you haven't downloaded our free freedom number cheat sheet, you can do so. It's totally free. And it'll help you figure out how many rental properties it'll take for you to achieve financial freedom. It's the formula that Natalie and I use in order to do that. You can download it for free at morrisinvest.com/freedom. It's 3 pages, and it'll kind of walk you through figuring out your expenses and how to dive into all of that. So cash flow is king. That is the number one way to invest, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Then the third way is the tax shelter. So if you're a large multimillionaire investor and you own a lot of properties that currently cash flow, guess what? And you have some big business that you're running, or you have some big W-2 employment job that's giving you a big salary, you also want to try to create maybe more of a tax shelter with real estate. So you're not, you're going to buy that $15 million apartment complex with 10 partners. And you frankly don't care how much cash flow it's producing. You just want that tax shelter. You want your money put in there in order to not have to pay taxes on that big, big salary that you've got. So that is another way of investing. That is not the way that I invest, to be clear. So those are the three ways to invest in real estate. All right. Thank you, everyone. And thank you so much for subscribing. I really appreciate it. Remember, we publish this show multiple times per week. I want to thank you all for your time. I hope you had a nice little break here today. We'll be back publishing another show very, very shortly. In the meantime, please subscribe, share this with someone you love, and also go out there, take action, become a real estate investor, because I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone. Much love.